The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And tonight, at 6 o'clock till about 8 o'clock at the Brown Bag Deli in downtown Monticello, you can hear the acoustic trio, string trio, called Stringtown Lane. And they are with us live in the studio for the hour. They play quite an eclectic mix of music, which you will hear sampled and hear all about how they get their name and so on and so forth. Two of the members of Stringtown Lane are in the band also from Monticello called High Cotton. Here's that group playing a tune called Old Gypsy Mandolin. That was a band called High Cotton out of Monticello, a tune written by the guy who played the mandolin, Cliff Anglin. It's called Old Gypsy Mandolin with Bill Blickhan on guitar, Milt Craig on the fiddle, Dan Defend on the banjo, Tom Kohler also on the fiddle, and Rick Rhodes on the bass. And Rick and Bill are both with us on today's show because they both happen to be members of a string trio along with Leonard Rummery that they call themselves Stringtown Lane, and they will be playing tonight in Monticello at the Brown Bag Deli from 6 till about 8 o'clock. And with us live to play this hour, pleased to have you guys back. It's been 3 years almost to the
day.
June 4th of 2009.
Well, we got another gig, so.
We practiced a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you ought to be a whole lot better then.
That's
you know, I meant to tell you about that last time. You know. Actually, I think we've aired parts of that show a couple of times since then.
Thank you.
I was really glad to have had the chance to have you back because I enjoyed it a lot the first time.
Great, thank you.
And I think we only had you for half an hour at that time, and now we got you for the full show. So you have a lot to live up to here, but I'm sure you will do it. Of course, I have to ask the name Stringtown Lane. I know that it's named after what you sent me, Leonard, is a small historic road in Piatt County outside of Monticello.
Yes.
What is historic about that road and why is it so small?
Because it's been there for a long, long time. I sort of think that Stringtown was probably originally like a neighborhood, like a shanty town, you know. And so they put them all on this one long road. And now Bill actually, I think, knows where Stringtown Lane is, don't you, Bill?
Sure, sure. Yeah. It's just on the northwest side of Monticello. And you can actually go from Stringtown Lane from Monticello to Maroa. So it's kind of the back off interstate way to get to Maroa from Monticello.
So it was originally the source or the spot where all of the electrical connections were hung between the two towns. So,
no, I didn't know
Stringtown.
That.
Stringtown. Telephone wires.
Yeah. You guys have been together for a few years, and you're just piecing together the history of the road you're named after.
Could all be true or none of it.
So. I was going to say, it all sounds a little dubious.
And there's another one in Mansfield, actually. There's another there's a Stringtown school, I think, in Mansfield. So don't know why
you would
it was
think
way
would,
far
you
away.
Would there think there would be have been a Stringtown. Just a town called Stringtown.
You'd think.
Maybe they all got out and played their banjos and guitars on their porches, hence Stringtown.
I assume that that's partly why you picked up the name.
That is
a
actually,
string band, although a plectral string band, meaning the sort of string instruments that are plucked as opposed to bowed.
Right.
Leonard has his guitar, but also there's an assortment of other instruments floating around here. Also Bill on the guitar. Yeah, Bill Blickhan on the guitar is what I try to say here.
You're getting better. You're getting closer.
It'll probably devolve
as
the hour goes on.
Yeah.
And then Rick has what looks like a guitar but is really a bass because there's only four strings and it's fatter, but not much.
It's a Martin acoustic bass.
And how does it get so low? Because it's not really
It's a little
that
bit larger than a dreadnought guitar. And the string gauge is larger.
It's quite a bit deeper, too.
Yeah, I was looking. It looks a little bit deeper. Well, we're going to hear a sample of it. Why would you all like to start off?
We're going to start off with Bill singing King of the Road.
Roger Miller's song.
Roger Miller.
Yeah.
I like this song. Roger Miller is fun.
Okay, here we go.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom, buys an 8x12 4-bit room, I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, all but 2 hours of push and broom. Buys a 8x12 four-bit broom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, king of the road, king of the road.
King of the Road, a Roger Miller tune, sung here by Bill Blickhan and performed collectively by Stringtown Lane, all three guys here live in our studio, Rick Rhodes on the bass and Leonard Rummery on the guitar, and of course both Rick and Leonard joining in harmony vocals. So the brief description, Leonard, you sent me about the group to outline the various types of music you perform.
Yes.
Country, folk, pop, Latin you threw in there, German, and then the real key, anything else we like, which is to say
right.
Anything at all that you like.
Pretty much, yeah. I actually been toying with trying to convince them to do an 18th century Jacarás by Murciega, but we'll see if that pans out.
And
they don't know about
what is Jacarás?
It's a Spanish dance from the 18th century, and it's mostly guitars and the bass we can fit in some. There's no singing in it. But they don't know about this yet.
They don't know about it yet. No, but so that how
so
you're so you're trying to convince them by mentioning it first
kind
on
of,
the radio.
I'm
here?
Leading them into the idea that we might go back to the 18th century for something. Yeah,
that's what makes it interesting. We never know. We never know what Leonard and Rick are going to come up with. They're both pretty much. They love all kinds of music.
All
so
kinds of music.
We all do.
Does that mean, Bill, that you just do what they tell you?
Well, actually, I pick out a few songs, but mine mainly come back to more country, you know, or bluegrass-ish type of, but these two just like anything. So we try several different things and see if it comes together. And if it comes together, then we do it and just have fun doing it. So it can be anything.
Yeah, we make
it
him
really
speak.
Can.
We make him sing in Spanish.
Have iPod, we might play it, you know, because they're always pulling out their iPod and saying, listen to this one. What do you think?
What do you think
so,
of that?
Yeah.
Well, I stumbled on what I guess was perhaps a website that you must have used at some point to communicate with each other or something like that.
Quite a while
and,
ago.
And, yeah, about
on
a year.
On MySpace, maybe?
I can't remember what it was called. I hadn't quite heard of it. But I saw a brief discussion that said, well, this song doesn't really work for us, so let's chuck that. And Calypso was, I think, the name
Calypso,
of the song.
Oh, Calypso, yes, that's right. We did chuck Calypso.
Was that the John Denver song?
The John
song?
Denver, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful song, but yeah. It's just, you know, the interesting thing for us is there are only three of us, and we often end up wanting to do pieces that had like six or seven people on stage, you know, and maybe a string section in the background. So we have to kind of tailor them to work for three, and sometimes you can't get away from that big orchestra sound or something to make a different version of it for us. So.
Are you the chief arranger, or
yeah,
is it all
I guess
a joint effort?
That's probably true, although once I get something arranged, we invariably change it almost so you can't recognize it anymore. But it gives us a starting place. Yeah, that's right.
So Rick might look at the bass line and say, well, that just won't work, or
yeah, or we'll
or
say,
come up with something else that
we'll say, this is
like
the
better.
Let's do it in a different key, and you sing the lead instead of me, or and who's going to come in toward the end, you know, that stuff all changes. In fact, we had a rehearsal yesterday, and we made changes in stuff that we're performing tonight, so I hope you remember. that's a challenge.
Do you you have music stands in front of you, but I can't see what's actually
text.
On the music stand.
Text.
Just the text.
Yeah.
So otherwise, you learn essentially by rote, you know, from whatever you write out?
Sometimes actually I write it out and we learn it from that, but then we memorize it from that. Mm-hmm. But mostly the problem is, as of course Robert Goulet would testify about the Star-Spangled Banner, sometimes you forget the words of the song that you know really well.
most of the time, the words are the only thing, and then we just play.
Yeah.
So.
Not uncommon for lots of different types of music, unless it's straight up classical.
Right.
I would say. Stringtown Lane will be at the Brown Bag Deli in Monticello this evening, starting at 6 o'clock. And our program today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. A little bit about the three of you. Bill Blacan is a vice president at First State Bank in Monticello. Rick Rhodes, an agent for CF&H Insurance.
That's right, CF&H Insurance in Monticello.
And Leonard has a seriously checkered past, having been a choral professor at the University of Illinois once upon a time, and became an attorney, including a Piatt County State's attorney, semi-retired, you say now.
Semi-retired. I take a few cases here and there.
And still doing the choir directing thing at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. But everything else happens in Monticello, which is, how did you all come together?
Well, let's see. We were all in the Rotary Club at Monticello, and actually two of the guys still are. And I think I was aware from High Cotton that what they played. And so I don't actually remember
thing.
How did we...
It was a lunchtime thing. We said,
just for fun?
Yeah, let's just get together and play at lunch. So not at Rotary. You know, we on days other than Rotary, because we have a lunch Rotary. And so we just picked one day a week, and we said, let's just get together over lunchtime and just start playing some music. And so it was fun. Good way to relax in the middle of the day.
And surely you have played at the Rotary meetings now and then.
Not yet.
No, really?
No. Rick and I were in the barbershop quartet for the Rotary Club, and they seemed to prefer to have us sing barbershop quartets for the Rotary Club. But we'll probably be back in front of the Rotary.
Well, somebody has to speak to your program director.
Yeah, actually, that's probably true. Yeah.
Which could probably easily be any one of you, I would imagine.
And Rick is he's sort of the person who gets the jobs. I think Rick must know pretty much everybody in Piatt County and
he's a salesman.
Whatever county Sullivan
is
in.
He's a salesman.
Yeah, because he goes there too. And so every once in a while he'll send us a note that says, can we do X, Y, and Z? So we play for the Farm Bureau. In fact, we're playing for the Farm Bureau, right, on the 26th of July.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have had gigs since 3 years ago.
A few.
I think so, yeah.
A few. Any others lined up we should mention to people that people could go to, you know, public?
I think Farm Bureau is closed.
Just tonight,
Harleen's. I think at the moment, yeah. tonight at Harleen's. So now is the time for everybody to
head to Monticello and go to the Brown Bag for a great sandwich,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I hear, but I cannot actually confirm, that there may be barbecued ribs.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is on their website.
Oh, excellent.
It is right here. It says, delicious barbecue baby back ribs, fries, and slaw for a reasonable price. You can add sliced strawberry to lemonade for a reasonable price. Yummy roll and butter, reasonably priced, of course. And it says here, add avocado to anything.
I personally, reading off the website, reference
to tonight's performance.
I personally would add... Try a piece of pie, because they have great pies there,
by
too.
Inge.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm told she said Inge.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I've always wondered why Roger Cooper always says
Because Inge. Our pronouncer said, yeah. Brown Bag Deli has been an underwriter for programs at WILL for an eternity. And so we're always grateful to Harleen Swing for that. She owns the deli. And yes, we're specifically told, pronounce it Inge. So... I remember getting into a conversation with her about that one time, but I don't remember where it went.
Well, I've got the memo now. So
yeah, you have the memo.
I will not mispronounce.
Right. Although, Michael Roth, who was a longtime host here and was of German descent himself and spoke German, he would not say Inge. He just said Inge because that's in German how you say it. But anyway, we're really digressing here. Why don't you play another tune?
Okay. we're going to play How's the World Treating You? This is an old Leuven Brothers song from the 40s, but it recently was covered by James Taylor and Alison Krauss. Do I remember that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's an interesting kind of a song because the guy in the song says, you know, since we broke up, I'm not really doing very well. How are you doing? And that's kind of the way the song goes. It's called How's the World Treating You?
I'll stay broken-hearted. How's the world treating you? Do you wonder about me? Hoping you do. Are you lonesome without me? Have you found someone new? Are you burning and yearning? Do you ever get blue? Do you think of how's the world treating you? Do you think of returning? How's the world treating you?
Stringtown Lane, live and live and local. How's the world treating you? And who did you say did that?
Leuven Brothers. Recently, the cover was, remind me, guys.
Allison Krauss
and James Taylor.
But remind me who the Leuven?
Leuven, L-O-U-V-I-N, the Leuven Brothers.
And who were they?
They were a country group in the 40s. I think they got into the Grand Ole Opry in the middle 50s. And then they retired in 1963. They're in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Yep.
And
A couple of guys.
So just a deal. Aside from going through your iPods and finding, you know, songs that you like and saying, hey, should we try this together? You mentioned the song Calypso that didn't work out for you mm-hmm. for various reasons. What would be some signs that a song might work for you.
That it might work.
Good harmonies.
Yeah.
Good harmonies. Instrumentation.
Yeah.
When you say harmonies.
If it doesn't require percussion, you've got a chance.
Yeah.
So when you say harmonies, you mean vocal harmonies?
Vocal harmonies, yeah. Because sometimes there are, often actually, there are interesting harmonies in songs of the country music, folk music. But generally speaking, they have a kind of a limited harmonic palette. So there we're looking for good harmonies that will work for the voices that we have. Rick has a really amazing range. He can sing really low. He's a bass baritone. But he also has a great high falsetto. So we actually have been able to do, I think maybe we did it last time, what's the song I'm thinking of?
Kufstein Lied.
No, the one, the Beach Boys song, where you sing really high at the end.
Oh.
See, we can't remember
Sloop
the song.
John B.
I think you might have done that.
I think we did. Mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, have quite a limited range anymore. Right? As I got older, my range kind of shrunk. So we often will have to switch in the middle of a song, and I'll have to sing the bottom when Rick has to sing the top. Bill has a good range also. He can sing kind of a good, solid, low sound. So the challenge for us is to find a harmonies in a song that will fit my limitations and their versatility. And that is actually quite a challenge.
So limitations and versatility, but the person with the largest number of instruments listed on what you sent me is you.
Well, yeah, because I don't have to sing, you know, see, if I'm playing a difficult instrument. But, yeah, I actually brought my uke today. We're going to do a uke number a little later on, if that's
okay. And sometimes
okay.
You do recorder?
I do play the recorder from time to time. In fact, I have a recorder group at the high school that is learning to play recorders to go along with the Madrigal dinners. This will be about the fourth year that I've taught them. Teach them recorders in about 3 weeks, and then we work on music for the Madrigal dinner. And I have another recorder group at the church that is coming along very nicely. I'm actually writing a book on recorder music this
really?
Summer. Yeah. Sort of a group choosing pieces of vocal music that will work well for recorders.
And this doesn't have a particular legal bent, does it?
No, except that I have to be careful of copyright issues.
Well, one always
yeah.
does, yes,
that's
of
right.
course.
Yeah.
And I say that for those who were listening earlier, Leonard is a lawyer, and state's attorney, no less, ex-state's attorney.
Right.
And so, yeah, you do have to be careful of those things.
But. Especially it would be bad, you see, if I make a mistake in that area and they'll say, heck, you're a lawyer. You should have known this.
Or so someone might say, well, if he can do it,
yes,
so can we do it.
He did it, so why not? It must be right.
Yeah, Stringtown yeah. Lane are here with us live on the show today. And they'll be live at the Brown Bag Deli in Monticello tonight from 6 to 8. Bill Blakant. I'm just going to have you say your name.
Yeah, it's
Bill Blakant. It's not even that
right.
hard.
That is right.
Hard. Rick Rhodes, that's easy to say, and Leonard Rummery. She misspelled your name on the website, I see.
Oh, yeah. Two M's.
Two M's,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's a common problem.
Rummery. And, I'm given the eclectic range that you've told me about and that I think you did last time. I'm very curious to know what you'll do next.
Well, we have set up next a Spanish number, a Cuban number, actually. It's called Y Tú Qué Has Hecho, and it was written by Eusebio Delfín, who was a Cuban guitar accompanist in the 1920s. He accompanied singers commonly at that time. So it's a very sentimental little song about this girl who is carving her name in the tree, and the tree is actually her... the guy who loves her from afar, and he drops a flower down from the tree, and nothing happens from that. And so he says, I protected your name that you carved into my bark, but what did you do with the flower? And she didn't do anything with it. It's sad song.
Well, it sounds like a sad song, but it sounds like a creative.
It's a pretty song. It's a pretty song.
But it sounds like a creative imagery.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
Or symbolism, I guess.
Yeah. In the trunk of a tree, a girl engraved her name. The tree was moved in his breast, emotionally speaking, and dropped a flower down to the girl. Then it goes on, I am the tree, sentimental and sad. You are the girl that scarred my trunk. I have guarded your sweet name. And you, what have you done with the poor flower?
Yeah. Wow, Stringtown Lane here on Live and Local.
So whenever you think of the tree, think of your heart.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
niña, grabó su nombre uchida de placer. El amor conmovido allá en su seno, a la niña una flor dejó caer. Yo soy el árbol conmovido y triste, tú eres la niña que mi tronco rió. Yo guardo siempre tu querida nombre y tú que has hecho de mi pobre flor. El amor conmovido allá en su seno, a la niña una flor dejó caer. Yo soy el árbol conmovido y triste, tú eres la niña que mi tronco rió. Yo guardo siempre tu querida nombre y tú que has hecho de mi pobre
Stringtown Lane, live in our studio on Live and Local. They'll be at Monticello's Brown Bag Deli tonight from 6 to 8. Where did you find that song?
On the Buena Vista Social Club album.
Oh, I just played that, actually, yeah. The other day at home.
It's a great album. In fact, we have a couple of other songs from that album that we do. Dos Gardenias Para Ti is the one that we love. It's a wonderful album. Go buy the album, anybody who's listening.
Great. I have yet to see the film.
Oh, I've seen the film.
Which I've heard is just wonderful.
It's beautiful, yeah, because they show a lot of Ry Cooder, who's the person who went down there and found these musicians that probably hadn't had gigs in 30 or 40 years, but were still around and hadn't lost their edge. He got them all together down there, and then I think he brought them to New York, and they gave a concert in maybe Carnegie Hall or someplace like that.
I think there was a follow-up CD, I believe.
Yes, I think there is. And, of course, interesting thing that in Cuba, a lot of the younger artists are kind of unhappy about that album because they feel that everybody's now looking back to this old music that is not where the younger artists think music in Cuba should be. So there's a kind of a problem there. And it is old-fashioned music. That piece we just sang was from the 20s. Another, the Dos Gardenias piece is from 1948. I don't think there's anything on the album that's after, like, 1955. And there's been a resurgence now of interest in that music, so you can actually find recordings of other groups than those individuals doing a similar genre of what I guess we'd say pre-Castro Cuban music.
So the younger generation is probably more pop rock oriented.
That's my guess, and I think they feel they're not getting the attention that they deserve.
Hmm. You said earlier that you've got Bill singing in Spanish sometimes.
Yes, that's right.
Does that
right.
mean that some of these songs you do, that Leonard doesn't carry all of the Spanish singing duties?
I'm a harmony.
Oh,
that's
harmony.
That's usually what I do. Okay. Yeah. My bilingual skills are limited. Everything sounds Midwestern, no matter if I'm trying to sing Spanish or not.
Just remember the vowels. It's all a, e, I, o, u. That's it.
Yeah. And Rick is actually the one who is the best Spanish, who understands the Spanish most. Yeah, he's had people come into the insurance company. Tell them about that, Rick. You know, when the people came.
I had a lady come in who asked about dental insurance one time, and I thought she meant she wanted to buy dental insurance, but what she meant was she had a dental problem, so thought I was a dentist. And so when she showed up for her appointment, she was holding her mouth with one hand, and I knew at that point in time I had to do something because she wasn't there to buy dental insurance. She had a serious problem. So
did luckily you take her tooth out?
No, I took her to the dentist two blocks away and stayed there to explain and help translate while they asked her what was hurting her. And
truly a full service.
Full service. Went out the back door and down the alley, and there we went.
Well, there's your endorsement for CFNH Insurance. Rick Rhodes, your agent. Yeah, you can take any problem there, and Rick will solve it for you, right?
Even in Spanish.
Even in Spanish. Stringtown Lane, back with us here on Live and Local after 3 years away. We just started this show not all that long before you came on
right. That
first time. We're now in our fourth year. I was thinking we were in our third, but we finished our third year. And onto the fourth. On Monday's show, by the way, we will be having a preview of the upcoming student production for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, which will be Thoroughly Modern Millie. They've been doing those student shows for, several years now. I've lost track of how many. I don't know since I was music director for the first one. But maybe it was 2005 or 6.
Well, CUTC started in the early 90s.
But I'm talking about the student production.
Oh, the student show. Yes, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That's right. That's much more recent.
Les Miserables was the first one, and they've done that one since, and a bunch of others, and they're always fun to see, and it's wonderful to see such talented young people, meaning high school age and younger, put on some really great shows. So we'll get a preview of that on Mondays, Live and Local, and you get all the dates for
those. It's really amazing, actually, the quality of the people that CUTC gets in those summer shows. Those kids are astounding. I remember Jacob Lambert, who was Jean Valjean in Les Mis. Mm-hmm. I knew him from the high school, and I didn't realize he had that huge range and the beautiful falsetto that role requires. It's just amazing how the high school kids are so great in those CUTC shows.
And he was a kid who I first heard as a soprano. He had one of the most beautiful boy sopranos I had heard, and he has developed one of the most beautiful boy baritones. You know, he's not a boy anymore. He's into college somewhere, I think. But in any event, Jacob Lambert. Oh, he's in Normal.
I think he's
at ISU.
Normal in the music theater program, I think.
Yeah, he loved theater, and obviously still does. But again, a bit of a digression there. We're good at that here. I am anyway. Live and Local, sort of hard to keep us on track, but you can keep us on track by doing another tune. I know you've got your ukulele out here.
Yes, I got the uke out because we're going to do the tune that has the longest title, I think, of any number one song in pop music. It's the "Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong" song.
Shortened to Somebody Done Somebody.
Yeah, Somebody
Wrong.
Done Somebody.
Who's the one who did that in the first place?
B.J. Thomas wrote it in 1975. It was on his album called Reunion.
I remember that song.
But you may also remember it because we do a lot of songs that are covered by this other group that is another group. And many of our songs are covered in addition to by us, by the Chipmunks. And this song was covered by the Chipmunks. I don't know the year. Or
is this an inspiration for you, Larry?
Well, it's amazing how often it happens that when I do a little bit of research, I find the Chipmunks in the sequence of people who've covered a particular song that we're interested in.
But we will not be speeding up the sound for you to create that.
No, we have to sing really high and fast in this.
Yeah. No, hey, we're just going to do the play straight another version. Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song.
Right.
Stringtown Lane, live on Live and Local.
It's lonely out tonight, and the feeling just got right for a brand new love song. Somebody done somebody wrong. Song. Hey, won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song and make me feel at home while I miss my baby, while I miss my baby. So play, play for me a sad melody, so sad that it makes everybody cry.
B.J. Thomas, the song. Wasn't he the same guy that wrote Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head?
Oh, was that Burt Bacharach?
Did he write that? Well, he sang it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just heard Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, in my headphones saying that was B.J. Thomas.
Ah, okay. Good.
And did
the Chipmunks cover that song?
Things. Oh, did the Chipmunks cover that song,
That's the real
Mike?
crucial question.
And you know what movie that song was in?
Mike says he doesn't know about the Chipmunks, but he did see B.J. Thomas sing the song.
Oh, so,
in any event.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, all as always, to Mike Pritchard for, I'm saying Mike Thomas. We have Mike Thomas as our art director here at WINL. Mike Pritchard, who is our sound director for Live and Local, and always does a wonderful job.
He did a great job
you guys.
Yeah. With us ahead of time, helping us figure out how to get all the instruments equal to the voices. He was a real great help.
Yeah. Thanks to Mike, as always. Stringtown Lane is with us live on Live and Local. Bill Blacan, guitar, and had the featured guitar on that last number. Rick Rhodes on the bass and had the lead vocals. And Leonard Rumery was playing ukulele on the last one and had the harmony vocals. And it has his guitar back on now. No recorder today.
It's here in case we need it at the end.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, maybe we'll just race through some songs.
We can do that.
Get a little recorder. Does that mean if you're going to do recorder that there is some old music that you'll be doing?
Probably not with this group.
Not with this group.
Yeah, not with this group.
Because you said you were trying to talk them into some 18th century stuff.
Yeah, the 18th century is a guitar music. Santiago de Murcia, I think, was the composer of the guitar stuff in the 18th century.
Rick and Bill, you both play in this bluegrass group called High Cotton. When are we going to get you guys on here? I remember we had you on to talk about it one time, and we played.
That would be great. There's six guys in that band, and any time.
Yeah, we'd love to do it.
I have a daughter getting married July 14th, and so preferably sometime after that would be great.
Rick's in high stress mode now. Yeah. You know, it's getting closer.
It looks pretty laid back, but I guess
we would be thrilled to come.
You have some gigs coming up?
We do next Friday or two Fridays from today down at the street festival in Bethany Street Days. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing, and then July 8th we'll be playing at the
Bryant Cottage Days.
Bryant Cottage Days in Bement. That's kind of an afternoon gospel jam type arrangement.
It's actually bluegrass. Starts at 4, and then they usually have the municipal band will play. And
they play right afterwards.
Yeah, so we're actually at Bryant Cottage, which is a Lincoln Memorial House there in Bement. And it's great. It's under the shade trees. They have ice cream at a break. They usually have some kind of a period person from Lincoln's era to do some kind of a presentation type of thing. And then so we play from 4 to 6, and then from 6 o'clock or 6:30, then they have the city band play in the park, which is just a block away in a gazebo, and it's great. So it's kind of a great, fun afternoon there. So
it is.
Yeah. So,
We'll send these along. Send these along to me, and we'll put them on our calendar. I'll do a calendar coming up for some of the many musical and theatrical activities you can go and do and see this weekend. There's an awful lot going on. We'll go over those, but send them along either directly or through Leonard, and we'll put them up on the calendar. Maybe we can get you guys scheduled because
that'd
I think
be great.
That'd be a lot of fun. How do you adapt yourselves from bluegrass to this stuff? Is it an easy transition for you, Bill?
Well, I would say getting to be more mature. There's been a lot of styles of music that we've all played. Nobody's played specifically one style of music their whole life. So being multi-decades, you can go from the 60s to the 70s to the not too much 80s works very good. The 80s was the dark period for guitars. But there's just multiple decades of music that we've all been exposed to. So it really is pretty easy to go from one to the other. Yeah, and that's the same way with all the guys in the bluegrass band, really. Chord progressions are not unique to any one song, and somebody will start playing something and say, oh, that sounds just like another song, and so the guys can pick up and take off on some song that's not bluegrass too, because just about everybody in the bluegrass band has done other music throughout their musical career.
I wondered, given what you just said, if at any time in this group or that group, you launch off into a progression leads you into the wrong song.
Many times.
Seriously?
We don't remember. Many of them have similar introductions, and we have to sort of secretly ask each other which song we're playing. We look at each other with that quizzical look, and then we know where we're going from there. Vocal production changes between this and bluegrass, though. Bluegrass has a lot more nasal vocal production than does what we're doing here.
Yeah. A little
or
more
classical
hard-driving
music.
A little more hard-driving sound.
So, it's being more upbeat
overall.
I mean, you've done some upbeat tunes, but these are a little more laid back, at least so far. What have you got for us next?
Another Spanish language number. This actually, though, is from Mexico. There's a woman in Mexico named Lila Downs. She actually is part United States citizen, I think part Mexico citizen, and she's kind of an activist. But this song is not an activist type of song, but I heard her singing it on a recording and fell in love with the tune. It's called Nyla, which is the name of a girl. And evidently, as in the other tune, Nyla is wanting to break up with the person who's singing the song, and he's saying, don't do that. Come back to me. Don't go looking for other guys. Come back to me. And she keeps saying, no, I'm not going to be Nyla for you anymore. And he says, don't abandon me. You know how much I love you. Please come back. In other words, you break my heart.
We've got a lot of heartbreak songs here going on.
Yes, we do seem to have quite a few of those.
A lot of the Spanish songs are songs about love, amor.
Yep. This is called Nyla. Okay, I think we're set.
En una noche de luna,
Laila lloraba ante mí. Ella me hablaba con ternura, pulso en mis labios su dulzura. Yo le decía por qué lloraba, y ella me contestó así. Ya me embriagué con otro hombre, ya no soy Naila para ti. Ya me embriagué con otro hombre, ya no soy Naila para ti. Naila, di por qué me abandonas, tonta, si bien sabes que te quiero. Vuelve a mí, ya no busques otros senderos, te perdono porque sin tu amor el corazón. Sin tu amor se me partió el corazón.
A sad love song called Naila.
Surprise.
Sung here by Stringtown Lane, who are Bill Buchan, Rick Rhodes, and Leonard Rumrie here on Live and Local. They'll be at the Brown Bag Deli in Monticello tonight from 6 to 8. Food available, of course. You can go to their website, which is to say the Brown Bags. Their web address is MonticelloBrownBag.com. And you're invited to join WILL on our custom-designed trip to England and Wales this September. You can experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour just for friends of WILL. See lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, where you can meet Alan J.W. Bell, who's producer of Last of the Summer Wine. Tour Greenway, Agatha Christie's home, and the elegant English spa town of Bath, where you'll visit the Jane Austen Center before wrapping up the trip in London. The tour is two-thirds full. If you want to get involved, call 217-333-7300 or visit WILL's website for more information. Besides Stringtown Lane tonight in Monticello, here's some of the other many events going on this weekend. And I'll just rattle off as many as I can here so we can get another tune yet to come. Pete Sander will be in Springfield this evening at 5 o'clock at Cafe Andiamo. The Game of Love is at the Station Theater in Urbana, 8 o'clock tonight through Sunday, same time, and we'll be having them on the show next Tuesday, I believe, if I'm remembering right. Big Blue Stem is at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood this evening, 5:30. Molly O'Rourke and Chen Yu Huang play harps at as part of the Illinois Summer Harp Course that's going on this week at the University of Illinois. It'll be at the Music Building Auditorium on the U of I campus in Urbana tonight at 7:30. Almost A Quartet are at Bouvons in Urbana this evening at 6:30. It's Weasel Dreams playing jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5, followed by the Corn Desert Ramblers tonight at 9. There are arias from, I'm sorry, that's the noon show, but the Peoria Bach Festival presents the Christmas Oratorio of Bach, parts 1 through 3 tonight at 8 o'clock, and then parts 4 through 6 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Peoria. Heartland Theater Company in Bloomington presents its 10-Minute Play Festival tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2. The Penguin Project of McLean County presents Beauty and the Beast Jr. at Central Catholic High School in Bloomington tonight and tomorrow at 7. Tonight at 7, Saturday. I was right the first time. Tonight and tomorrow at 7, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Hurricane Ruth will be playing the blues twice this weekend in our area, tonight in Springfield at Crow's Mill Pub at 8:30, and then tomorrow night at Memphis on Main in Champaign, 7 o'clock. Some dulcimer music at Rock Springs Nature Center in Decatur, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wow. The Blues Deacons are at Alta Vineyards in Champaign tomorrow night at 7:30. The Prairie Dogs at Bouvons in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's the June Jamboree Music Festival at Rockhome Gardens in Arcola starting at 10 o'clock, going to about 6. Willie Nelson is at the Cellular Coliseum in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. Thistle and Thyme are at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. The Illinois Summer Harp Class Youth Talents Recital is tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Music Auditorium, followed at 7:30 by the Participants Recital. The Coles County Barbershop Chorus has its annual show called Military Memories at the Dvorak Concert Hall on the Eastern Illinois University campus in Charleston. That's Saturday at 4. Concert in the Park with the Ruthless Goats at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, Sunday at 5. Will Maring and Robert Bolin, I only put one of their gigs down here, but they've got 4 gigs going on this weekend. Check out Will Maring's website. That's WILMARING. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe with Carlos Vega at Connie Link Amphitheater in Normal, Sunday afternoon at 3:30. The Mean Lids are at the Iron Post in Urbana, Sunday night at 7. And Emerald Rum at the Blind Pig in Champaign, Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. Wow, a lot of things going on, and I skipped a few. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the Series Collector 2, the first-time buyer, this Saturday's wine tasting. Features a sampling of old favorites and new arrivals. That'll be from 3 to 6:30, followed by live music from the Prairie Dogs, 7 to 9. And we've got time for another tune from Stringtown Lane, who will be at the Brown Bag Deli in Monticello at 6 o'clock tonight. Oh, the recorder is out.
At your special request, we decided we would skip a couple of songs and do Margaritaville for you.
Oh, I like that song.
Okay, here we go.
Living on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of this tourist covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smelling shrimp, they beginning to boil. Wasted away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know it's nobody's fault. Show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here I haven't a clue. Wasted away.
shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, and I know,
well, it could be my fault. Step in a pop top, cut my heel.